We invite you to close your eyes and to turn your focus and attention inward for just a moment. This is a place where the energy of your soul exists forever. There is a compassion and a love that emanates in a constant flow from the Creator, the soup of souls, that is always here. It is your authentic state of being. It was the message that those ascended masters came to the planet to share with all of humanity, that you are created in the image of love, and that is who you are. And on this special evening of Christmas Eve, let us invite Kryon to come forward with a message of love.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. In this particular culture, there's a celebration tonight. And it is, not without saying, often worldwide. It's a time of celebration, of family, of giving, of gifts, of appreciation, of celebration, of worship. But in this, there are always questions. And one of them that comes from lightworkers is this. I am aware that everyone around me and my family thinks I'm crazy. How can I deal with this? What is the best way for me to get through this when I seem to be a black sheep? A very common question that is on the minds of old souls, of those who call themselves lightworkers. It's an odd situation, is it not, to be more aware of a greater truth and yet not be able to truly share it. I want to give you a little story. This Christmas Eve, it's another parable of woe. A woe could be a man or a woman. It doesn't matter the gender. He's a woe man. And we have said this before. These are metaphors for a greater truth, these stories that I give you. We find woe on another planet, in another culture. And in this story, that is only a story, an allegory, the entire civilization is sightless. Now, you might feel sorry for a civilization that is sightless, but they're doing just fine. They were born that way. They were always that way. And just like you see in your culture, for instance, a sightless blind piano player who is all over the keys and knows where they all are and plays better than one who has sight, you understand how a sightless person can use the other senses of touch and feel and smell in order to get around. So there was no problem at all. This sightless civilization was doing just fine. And woe then meets somehow a shaman. And the shaman seeks out woe and says, how would you like to have a gift, woe? A gift that is an extra perception from all those around you. And of course, said woe said, I think I would like that. Can you tell me about it? And the shaman said this. It's a perception that is going to allow you to see what is in front of you at a difference. See is a different word for you. And it means that you can sense things that you can't touch or you can't even smell. You can actually sense them at a distance. You can see a road in front of you seeing, meaning perceive this, that goes to a place where you could turn left or right, and you would know by sensing this, which does what. You can see what's at the left. You could see what's on the right. The seeing is a new perception. If the civilization was sightless from birth, it wouldn't understand vision. It wouldn't understand the word seeing. So that had to be explained as well. And Wo said, yes, I think I'd like that. So Wo reported to this shaman, and said, okay, let's go. And through a series of ceremony, Wo received this gift of sight. And it wasn't that was a great sight, it was just marginal, but all of a sudden, Wo could see light. He could see things in front of him. And it was astonishing to be able to, what he says, I can now tell the future. I can sense what's in front of me. I know there's a road there, and I know it goes there, and I can start telling my friends and my family. They will use me as a guide, I'm sure of it. And so he went back to his family and his friends, and slowly they realized he had extrasensory perception, the sense of vision, of sight. And he said, I'm standing here ready to help you. I can show you what is going to be right in front of you. You cannot perceive yet because you can't feel it or smell it or touch it. And I can then perceive it. It's called vision. You might even call it a greater truth, that I can see what you cannot. And I am ready to help. And of course, the next thing that happened was predictable. They cast Wo aside. And they said, you are crazy. In fact, some of us, we think you're just a little evil. It doesn't matter how many tricks you try to pull here. What you have isn't viable. You're nuts. Wo went away in great sorrow, realizing that this greater truth was being wasted on those who did not want to see it, who didn't think that it was possible to have. And he had to then do something. And what Wo finally did was to keep that sight a secret. And through the years, as he met others and they met him, it was only the ones that asked or wanted to know a little more that Wo would then start to share that maybe, just maybe, he had a grander truth. And he would share it with those who wanted to see it. And all of the others, he just kept quiet and used his sight to help those without them even knowing it. That's the end of the story of Wo. Most of you know where this goes. Most of you understand this parable. There are so many of you right now who have a bigger truth. The advice remains the same on this beautiful gift-giving, and that is to make use of it in a way that is loving, that is kind. Make use of it so there those around you would not think you are that crazy person, perhaps that they know in the family. But perhaps you are, but not fully, because you're also a loving, kind person. That's the way it's done, dear ones. Whatever truth you have that may be beyond what others have, temper it with love. Make it compassionate and love those around you. That is the answer. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.